Hey there, this is Seth Juarez from Channel 9 coming to you from AzureCon. We have here Bill Staples. How you doing, bud?
Great, thanks.
How does it feel to be done with the...
That's great.
I bet it's a little nerve-wracking to do those things.
Oh, you know. Yeah, it's a lot of work for just 45-minute talk.
Nice.
But thankfully, there's a great team around helping get it all ready. So
you talk primarily about apps and Azure App Service. How would you explain this to a developer? What is the Azure App Service?
App Service is, I mentioned actually during the talk, it's one of the most popular services in Azure. More than 60% of our paying subscribers use it to host at least one application.
Okay.
It hosts all kinds of modern apps, so web and mobile backends, uh-huh. APIs, and also logic apps or workflow type automation. It's a complete platform as a service offering, so you don't have to worry about managing VMs and network, mm-hmm. Load balancers or anything underneath it. You basically focus on your code, and you can write that code, by the way, in pretty much any language. We support .NET, Java, Python, Node, PHP, like pretty much the gamut of what open source and .NET developers use to build apps. Deploy them into Azure, we auto-scale it, we auto-patch the environment.
It's so nice.
It's amazing. It's no wonder so many people love it.
Like, I made a Node app the other day and pushed it up like that. Like, yep. Our producer, Goldaz, she knows. Like, we did a Node app, and I did a pull request on her stuff. She pushed the button, and then, like, not 3 seconds later, pow.
Yep.
It's so easy. So let's talk about the four areas. There's the web apps. There's the logic apps. Then there's the API apps. And what's the other one?
Mobile.
That's right, mobile apps. Okay, so let's start with the web apps. That's the easiest to understand.
Right.
What is that all about?
Well, if you're hosting a website on the internet, as we've done for decades, it's basically the simplest solution to get going. You you basically give us a host name, and we give you an empty container. And that container, you can put up any code you want, HTML through the language that I mentioned, and it's instantly accessible from anywhere in the world.
How does it detect like what environment it needs to know? I mean, does it know like, oh, this is a Node app. Oh no, they switched to .NET. Does it know to do that?
We pre-install all of the latest frameworks and configure them ready to go out of the box. So you don't have to even worry about switching modes between .NET or PHP. You just upload your code and it works.
That's awesome. Okay, so let's move on now to API apps. API apps, how would you describe them?
It's sort of the foundation for a lot of modern applications.
Right.
Many mobile applications and modern responsive web applications call into APIs to access data. In fact, as a cloud developer, often you would expose your data and your methods via APIs so that any number of tools or mobile applications or web applications could be built on top of those same APIs, the same abstractions. So APIs are sort of the foundation for those and can be used in conjunction with web and mobile apps.
Uh-huh.
And also the logic apps capability calls into those APIs in order to orchestrate, say, a workflow across a different API endpoints.
That's interesting. So you're saying that you can even build API apps that web apps can connect to and do
Absolutely.
Their own. I mean, that makes perfect sense.
Yep.
Which is a really good segue into logic apps.
Mm-hmm.
How would you describe what a logic app is?
Well, oftentimes, as a developer for web or mobile apps, you'll have background processes, essentially.
Cron jobs of yesteryear.
Where you want to basically have a workflow that runs asynchronous to the request-response model of the web app or the mobile client connections. And what a logic app lets you do is it lets you define this automation path across API endpoints. So, for example, out of the box, we provide connectivity to Office 365, to Salesforce, to Dropbox, all kinds of APIs. And you can actually configure basically a series of API calls across those API endpoints to orchestrate an action. For example, when someone signs up, likes a Facebook, your Facebook page, mm-hmm. you can have a logic app actually be listening on Facebook for that like. You could actually pull down their profile information based on their Facebook profile, and then connect to a Salesforce instance, maybe put that information up into Salesforce as a potential customer or partner lead that you might want to follow up on. You could then call into Office 365 and automate an email action that says, hey, thanks for liking our page. If there's any questions you have on our products, we'd love to let you know. And then you could send that email to the customer. You could also send an email to, say, a salesperson or a support representative to have them follow up. And then you could, you know, connect to, say, Twilio, which we also have connectivity for, to text, someone who's anxious about the number of Facebook likes that the page has.
That's amazing.
It's a pretty amazing capability.
And the last time I remember using it, it was like literally a chain of things that happened. And you say, run this every so often, or after something happens. Is that the case still?
The way you model the workflow is entirely through the user experience. It's backed by a JSON file, so if you're comfortable writing JSON, you can open it up in any editor and tweak the parameters yourself. But we've given basically a complete visual experience for configuring that automation, all the rules, all the connectivity you can do right through the Azure portal.
Not only that, but you can also do conditional rules as well.
Right.
Because the first time I played with a Logic app, I was building a cat website, because that's the important thing to do. And what it did is it would look in OneDrive, in a folder, and if something was in there, we would push it up into storage and then show it on the website. Yeah. But it kept getting errors. And I'm like, why is it getting errors? It turns out that because there was nothing there, it couldn't do anything. And so I just went in there and learned how to do conditions. Uh-huh. If there's nothing in there, don't do anything.
Yep.
It was pretty remarkable. And so that's really cool. Let's move on to...
I got
to
tell you one little known fact, actually, kind of a geeky fact, actually.
Oh, I like geeky.
You've heard a number of times about Azure Resource Manager.
Yes.
It's basically the service that orchestrates deployment of Azure resources mm-hmm. through what we call Azure Resource Manager templates, or ARM templates. Mm-hmm. It's been demoed a number of times already today. It's that same engine that we use to orchestrate basically all of the resource deployment within Azure. We use it internally. Customers use it all the time. That same engine is what powers Logic Apps.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Pretty cool stuff. Huh? We build the technology once and we use it as many places as we can.
Wow. And I don't think people realize like the amount, because, and I don't think we emphasize this enough, we talked about some stuff that's built in like Twilio, Dropbox, et cetera, but an API app can form part of the chain of a Logic app as well, so you can do whatever you want.
Yep, absolutely. Customize it to your heart's content.
Okay. So let's move on to mobile apps. This is an area where it's a little confusing to me and maybe some other people out there. What is a mobile app? Is it just the backend services? Is it the push notifications? Is it yes?
Yes. Let me try and answer that. So originally when we introduced mobile apps, we introduced it as a separate concept from web app and from APIs, because we know a lot of customers want to build mobile backends. Mm-hmm. And basically this is the container you can build mobile backends with. It has all the same characteristics as web apps. So all the same slot deployment models, all the same continuous integration and language support. What it also includes, though, is the ability to do mobile-specific actions. So for example, one of the things that's mostly done in the context of mobile apps is push notifications.
Right.
So our client SDK has support for sending push notification to Windows, to Android, iOS. And simple APIs on the back end through mobile apps that enable that. And then you can think of mobile apps as being just another API app.
I see.
You know, ultimately, mobile clients talk to the back end through APIs.
Got it.
And so what you're really building in the context of a mobile app is an API endpoint.
Plus
push notifications, yeah. And we've got some pretty rich framework support for doing data access, making that simple, authentication.
Right.
We've got social authentication providers as well as Active Directory. A lot of mobile apps need personalization. So a lot of that stuff is kind of baked into the mobile app framework, which is somewhat unique from, say, a web app.
Right.
Even though using all the same web app capabilities, it's a distinct thing.
It feels like it's you bundled for a particular use case.
Right.
Is what it is. It's the API stuff. It's the push notifications, and then there was one more that I'm.
The data.
The storage. Yeah. The storage. That's right.
Yeah.
And so you just sort of bundled those things together to make it easier for those that are wanting to build.
Easy
mobile
to get
app.
Started. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and in fact, you're going to see we're in the middle of making some pretty big changes to the experience. Based on the preview we shipped back in April,
okay.
We've got a ton of feedback, and that's now rolling into production. So over the next couple of months, you'll see a lot of great improvements in terms of the usability and simplicity of consuming a mobile app.
Well, for me, when I first saw and understood Logic Apps, I mean, and just in the context of apps in general, it seemed really, like, wow, I wish I could have done this before. Yeah. It's like a glorified cron job with tons of other stuff that you can access. You can literally run the gamut of everything.
We've had a lot of great feedback on Logic Apps, and in fact, we're iterating a lot on that experience as well. We haven't shipped these updates yet, but you'll see them in the coming months as well.
Cool.
A lot of great usability feedback in terms of the experience of creating and consuming those things. So,
awesome.
To come.
We're getting some questions from Twitter. Why would one use API Manager to connect to on-prem resources versus App Service and VNets, i.e. Alaska Architecture? Yeah. So let's start with, what is the API Manager?
We have a service called API Management.
Okay.
And it's distinct from the App Service. Let me first qualify, you know, App Service has built-in connectivity to on-prem. You can connect via virtual networks or what we call hybrid connections, which basically allow you to install an agent anywhere on your own network, and then it connects up to Azure and opens up a tunnel through which your application can talk.
So if you have local data that needs to participate in the apps,
right.
You can do that.
Like a database or a web service that's on-prem and you want your web app, your mobile app
I
to connect
know
to
that.
It.
That's awesome.
So that's built into App Service. However, API Management Service provides another way to expose APIs to the world. And in the context of App Service, the capability I just mentioned, that's really meant to be used when you're wanting, say, a hybrid app, where the web or mobile app's talking to only on-premise data. But there's tons of scenarios where you might want to publish an API, not only for your own developers to consume, but for the API economy to consume. So what API Management lets you do is it lets you take any endpoint. It could be one running in the cloud, it could be one running on-prem, mm-hmm. and expose it to the world and manage its shape, essentially, to the world. You can take existing SOAP-based web service APIs, you can transform them into a modern REST-based endpoint. You can get analytics on your API calls. It has built-in documentation portal.
Goodness.
So you can, as you're publishing these APIs to the world, you can tell developers how to use it with test scripts and so forth. It's also got built-in authentication support, so you can gate those APIs. It's got quotas and throttles, so you can protect the underlying systems from calls coming on the internet.
So it's like this infrastructure around, not like a hardware, but it's like this software infrastructure around your local APIs.
Yeah. Gives you full control over basically publishing APIs to the cloud. Now, the question, coming back to Dan's question around why would you use that, you would use it in scenarios where you've got APIs that you want to publish to the world, but then also have apps consume those same APIs. So rather than opening up two endpoints from your on-prem network mm-hmm. to the cloud, one through App Service for the apps and then another for other developers to consume, you can just publish it to the world through API Management, and then the apps can call in there directly as well to consume the on-premise data.
That's awesome. So what are some of the exciting things for you that you announced today or that are coming up soon for App Service?
Probably the biggest thing is the App Service environment. I talked about that a little bit in my talk, and the fact that we're now offering, starting today, it in GA form, so it's under full SLA.
Nice.
Are you familiar with App Service environment?
No.
Okay, so this is a little bit of a quiet release that we did back at Build, and it basically gives you a completely dedicated stamp of App Service with your own front end and back ends that you completely control.
Okay.
And it's a completely isolated environment. So it's dedicated to you. You can connect it to your on-prem network entirely for hybrid app scenarios. And both the front ends and the back ends are then connected to your VPN network. So you can, for example, domain join them.
I see.
The environment dedicated to you is capable of scaling to billions of requests a day. It's enormous scalability. And it's a great option for, say, corporate data and applications.
So App Service environment is like taking the whole App Service infrastructure and moving it on-prem.
It doesn't move it on-prem. It's still running in Azure in the cloud, but it's a dedicated instance of the entire service just for you. Rather than the way we run App Service internally is we have literally hundreds of these stamps around the world that we manage in a kind of a shared global fashion for customers who just want to deploy the web app or mobile app that we've talked about. This is still an entire PaaS solution, so you still don't have to worry about managing the OS or patching it, but it gives basically dedicated compute just for you. No one else in Azure has access to the same network infrastructure, the same storage infrastructure.
So it's not necessarily on-prem, but it's private to you.
Private
app stuff.
Basically, yeah, private instance of app service for
and,
you.
And that's something that you've announced recently, or you're making improvements
we
to?
We debuted it at Build. It's a little bit of a quiet announcement, and it's taken off in terms of adoption.
People love it.
People love it because it gives them, you know, a lot more control and dedicated capacity and scale. It's a great option for getting all the benefits of the app service, but really in an isolated fashion.
Oh my goodness, I have a customer that I made a program years ago, and they never call me. They call me recently because their SQL Server died, and they wanted me to put it all back. And this is like a perfect example of private cloud for you. Put your database, put your app service stuff there. It would work perfect for them.
Yeah. And ultimately, we do anticipate bringing the same capability of app service and the app service environment to Azure Stack, so that you could choose to deploy it on-prem or in the cloud. Totally up to you.
That's awesome. All right, well, where can people go to find out more about all these cool things?
Azure.com app service.
Okay. Yep. Cool beans. Well, thanks so much for being with us, my friend.
Great to be here. Thank you for having me.
Thanks so much for watching. Again, we're here at AzureCon. We'll see you next time. Take care.
Thank you.